Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Betty Wedekind is an author, songwriter, prophetic voice. She ran two ministries and two businesses. Her various projects had developed many programs for women and children. Betty was saved in December 1988. Her journey started with the gift of writing in 1997, writing poetry. She received two honors, Poet of the Year and Poetry Gold Medal of Excellence. She recently moved to Texas to start a new adventure. A mother of three, grandmother of four, great-grandmother of three living, one who has passed. Her new children's book, the ABC book, Heaven is the Journey, inspired by the scripture, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Betty says planting the biblical principle is her mission. Betty Wedekind, author of the ABC book, Heaven is the Journey, beautifully illustrated, is our guest on This Week in America. Betty, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for asking me to join, Rick. It's a blessing.
It's a pleasure to have you here to talk about this. And I know this book is so important to you, and there's an interesting journey that takes you to the point of having the book published, the ABC book, Heaven is the Journey. Why has this project, this book, been so important to you?
The project is so important to me is when I went, the Lord spoke and sent me to Alaska in 2006. And when I was in Alaska, I received a letter from the Institution of Children Writing to ask to see if you want to get your book published. And I took the course, and in 2007, I was in prayer, and I just got the impression to write this down, Little One's Heart's Desire, being in a safe place where there is love. And so I developed it. I developed the book. I developed everything. And I showed it to the pastor in North Core Worship Center. And he said, Betty, I believe that's supposed to be a book. And I said, yeah, I do too. Well, in 2009, he comes to me and he said, Betty, I want to have a meeting with you. And so I went to his meeting and he said, Child Protective Service of Alaska has come to the faith community and said their programs were not working as well as ours. And so he asked me if I would do a book, and I said I would, if the Lord gave me one. 5 days later, he gave me a book, and it was called Little One's Heart's Desire, Being in a Safe Place with There's Love. Well, then I developed it, and I went home in 2009 back to Washington State. And when I went back home, the pastor came down to Washington State, showed him the pictures, took the pictures in the book back up to Alaska and showed the Child Protective Service, and they wouldn't allow it because it mentioned Jesus in the story. Mm. And it was somebody that loves them, being in a safe place for there as well. So the next time, I went back to the Lord and I said, they won't receive it. So he gave me a book called I Am a Child, Created for Something Good. And in that book, it's a little story of a little girl, and her name is Jemmy Rose. And Jemmy Rose means precious stone, and her brother's name is Ray. And in that book, she writes a poem, and she enters a contest. And because of her brother and herself going through a domestic violence and abuse, the children can relate to these books. They can relate to. So I come back home. When I came back home from Alaska, I was thinking about the book, and nothing was happening, no publication, nothing was happening. And the Lord pushed on my heart to do an ABC book for all cultures. Well, when I saw the vision in Alaska for Little One's Heart's Desire, I saw an Eskimo little girl sitting at the side with a little boy crawling over the top. And the Lord said, do that in culture. So that's what I've done with the ABC book, is done it in culture form. And the third page in the book of the ABC shows the children on the heart. And then the next page shows the first vision I saw, Little One's Heart's Desire. So it's a coloring book. And so I can reach many children.
Well, and it's doing that. And you read the reviews, and the reviews that have been excellent for Betty's book, the ABC book, Heaven is the Journey. Betty Wedekin is our guest on the program. Wedekind is W-E-D-E-K-I-N-D. If you're Googling, book available, Amazon, the usual places. I'll give you that spelling as we go throughout the program today. And it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about how you came up with the format, the ABC book, using the alphabet for children. How did that idea come about?
Well, I believe that the alphabet has a writing ability and a learning ability. That's the focus that I did throughout the book, and it's a storyline. It talks about A is the Abba Father, B is to belong, and C is creator, B is defender, E is eternity, F is faith. So you're giving a biblical principle in the book.
Well, and let's talk about that aspect of it. Biblical principle, I mentioned that was your vision in the beginning as you were putting this book together. Why a storyline of biblical principle? Talk about why you decided this approach and maybe the challenges in doing this, although it sounds like you had some divine help as you were putting this book together.
I did, and the divine help has always been with the Lord. And the reason why is I believe that when you're teaching a child the alphabet, they'll never forget it when they learn the scripture reference to go along with the book. So it's a teaching that, like it said, directs your children on the right path, and when they're older, they will never leave it. So I'm giving them a principle that I believe in, and I want other children to believe in too. And I believe that parents, grandparents, and family members in this can put this book in the hands of a child right now, because we are going through much difficulty in America and in the nation for the sex trafficking, the abuse, the things that are going on with children. And I believe God wants to do a great move for children.
Well, it's interesting because this book is a great book for parents, grandparents, as you say, young children in general, to get this book to them. And it's a book that you can read together. It's a book, depending on the age, the child can read and you can discuss. What is the intended age? Is there a specific age that you wrote this for?
Well, the reason why that I wrote it in a color book form is because when you're taking a writing course for children, you have to write according to appropriate age group to reach each age group.
Yes.
Well, when you're writing for a small child, you have to make it very simple. But when it's an older child, they're not going to read the simple idea of that. So that's why I did a coloring book. So when the coloring book, the child can color the page and do whatever it wants to do on the book. But the one that's reading the storyline to them, they're all getting it. I can reach from a child, a small age, all the way to a teen. And whoever's reading it, mother, child, grandmother, whoever, is going to receive the gift that I have received of planting the seed.
The book is the ABC book, Heaven is the Journey. The author is our guest on the program, Betty Wedekind. That's W-E-D-E-K-I-N-D. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And this is a book that's really a must for any parent or grandparent in their library as they're reading to children, giving books to children. The book is available and, again, receiving excellent reviews. You mentioned several other books that you had worked on. Are those books published? Are they available? And are you working on another book to follow up the ABC book?
Well, I'm working on the ABC book is also translated in Spanish already. So the two languages here in Texas is English and Spanish. So that will be in the process of being publication. But I also have created a book called Shay's Song, and that's a little girl showing love to her nana, which is my granddaughter. Her name is Shay, and she couldn't say grandma, so she called me Nam Nam. And so in the storyline, it shows that the child is learning a song, and I taught her the song. And the last part of the song, in the last part of the song, Shay walks for Jesus. Can you? So I'm giving a positive thing for children, that one day I'd love to develop a doll and puts a song in the doll. And so then when the child can push the hand or the stomach, it hears the song. And I just want to give a plug out there for, in the book, it talks about Rudy Lang. He put the music together and he sings the song. And in the ebook from the publisher, UR Link, they have posted that link to them, and you can go hear the song, how it was put together.
Ah, that's fantastic. That's a book that's reaching so many people and doing it in a very unique way and getting the child's attention and holding the child's attention. What is it like to be able to reach children at a very early age, impressionable age? You've done this throughout your entire career, writing these kinds of books, and you have seen that firsthand with your granddaughter. What are your thoughts on writing for that particular kind of book for that age group, and how it makes you feel personally when you see a child that's being exposed to God, maybe for the first time?
Well, that's the thing I wasn't exposed to the Lord when I was a child, and this has such an important message for me to speak to children, to show them that there is someone that does love them. And we don't know what's going on in a child's life in church or down the street or in a home or other places that a child is. And when you put in the hands of a child to show that they've been created for something good, you're putting in a message that I so believe in and so have walked since December of 1988. I wished I would have known it sooner, but I didn't. I got saved in December of 88, and that was a difficult time in my life.
And you are helping a young child possibly go through a whole different life than they would normally by exposing them to the message in the book, the ABC book, Heaven is the Journey. Betty Wedekind, our guest on the program, Wedekind. It's interesting, you mentioned that date, December 1988, the date that you were saved. Along with that, it seems like you got this gift of writing. All of a sudden, you're able to express yourself, poetry awards, and these books that are touching and shaping the lives of so many children. Where did this gift come from? Were you interested in writing before that time?
Well, I can tell you this is a testimony. It really speaks to my heart. When I was a little girl, I was hit in the head with a baseball bat twice, and I had a learning disability, and I couldn't write or read, and the only way that I could pronounce words is I had a spelling test, and they'd give me 25 words, and then I would memorize them, that if I didn't memorize the words, I didn't know how to sound them out, and because being hit in the with the baseball bat twice, I had to wear glasses. I had blood disorder. I had some other problems that were going on with my body. And so throughout the years, it affected me. And even to this day, I still struggle with pronunciation of words or ability to pronounce words at this point in time.
Yes.
And I have to think back. I have to think back because it takes a little time for me sometimes to remember how to pronounce that word. But also, when I, in the year October of 1992, I was laying in bed and a circle in my hand came on me, and it lasted for 2.5 hours. And then my husband died in 1993. And so in 1997, I was asked to go to a prayer group when I was working, and I was an insurance agent. And I went to the meeting, and when I came back, I sat down, and within 5 minutes, I wrote a poem called Woman in the Perfect Rose. And then in 3 weeks' time, I wrote 27 poems, and another 3 weeks' time, I wrote another 27 poems. And out of that, I developed Self-Image, which is a book that has not been published yet, but it shows the direction from Genesis to Revelation and the poetry form And that's how I received the rewards that you've stated at the beginning of the interview. And that's how I became a writer. And I believe it's the Heavenly Father has given me that gift. Why? Because it goes back to the second book that I wrote called I Am a Child Created for Something Good.
You know, it's such a wonderful story, and it is a gift that, Betty has and expressed so well in this beautifully illustrated book, the ABC book, Heaven is the Journey. You'll find the book at the usual places, and let's talk about that. You mentioned you are Lincoln. Let's talk about where's the best place to buy a copy of the ABC book in the various forms, because books now are not just hardcover books. They're paperback and Kindle and all of this. How is the book available and where?
Well, it's Amazon and New Orleans Print and Media, that's the publisher. And then Barnes & Noble is there. And, of course, me personally. And it's just come out. It's just been published in January. And, of course, with me moving to Texas, and also I went through cancer for 5 years. This is a big step for me.
Well, it's interesting in reading your background. You end up in Alaska for a while doing things there. And I want to go back to you talk about the pastor of the North Pole Worship Center in Alaska. So you know cold weather. That sounds cold even when I read it. The North Pole. You actually were there.
I actually lived at North Pole for 3 years.
I'm just letting that sink in there for a second in the North Pole. And now as we're talking to Betty, she's in Texas, and you just sort of get these messages that you need to go somewhere. How long have you been in Texas, and what do you think the mission is for you in Texas?
Well, in Texas here, I've been here for 2.5 weeks. I don't know exactly the whole picture because he only gives you just little bits and pieces of where you go. And so did I take that step of faith? Yes. And 2 weeks before the end of February, I'm praying to the Lord. I said, well, how am I going to get down there? I need to tell my landlord. And that was on a Tuesday. And I got this impression that I'd have an answer by Friday. Well, on Friday, I had $20,000. That moved me down here. And my granddaughter had a trailer. So she brought it down here, so that's when I'm living here in Texas. Is it hot? Yes. Do I like it? It comes from the extreme cold of minus 54 at one time. There was a story when I was in Alaska. You have to take and put a cord out from your oil tank in your car to hook it to a socket so it keeps it warm so that it doesn't break. Block doesn't break. Well, I didn't have the money to have that done, so I'm having to trust the Lord. And I went from September to January, and he brought the money, and he fixed my car so that I didn't have to worry about the car froze up. Those are things that you have to deal with when you're walking by faith.
And that would make an interesting book as well, your life, what you've gone through. I mentioned the two ministries, two businesses. So much of what you've done, especially in recent years, has been in saving the children. You talked about trafficking a minute ago. So many issues with the child abuse, that type of thing that you've addressed. And in writing this book now, to literally save the children at a young age, talk about that and what it's like to have your life, I'm going to say, basically devoted to saving the children. That has to make you really feel good at the end of the day when you've seen some progress in that mission.
That is a progress. And what my whole vision is, it's always been, is to create a Final Rose Distribution Center and putting women that come from domestic violence and abuse back to work to take care of their family because they stay in the relationship because they don't know how to take care of their children. And so if I develop the Final Rose Distribution Center, all these things that I've developed over the years, which are a lot, I can put a mother back to work and she can take care of her child. And the child can come and stay at the distribution center while the mother's working, and then she can go home and take. I also want to develop a 42-unit domestic violence and abuse unit for children and mothers so they have a place to live. The other thing is I also want to develop the Final Rose Distribution Center and Final Rose Coffee Shop, so that I can put people back to work, and that they will help me develop what I am developing, and I will help them. It's a two-way situation now. Well, and for that, I give that all the honor and glory to the Lord.
Well, it seems like you're on the path to something remarkable, life-altering in Texas, and we hope that goes well, and hopefully we can share your progress with the listeners and the program as well. The book that Betty has written, the ABC book, Heaven is the Journey, and the author, our guest, Betty Wedekind, that's W-E-D-E-K-I-N-D, the book available at Amazon, UR Link, Barnes & Noble, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A copy of the book, it's a book that you'll want to buy a number of copies to give out to young children in your family and children in the neighborhood as well. Betty, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. What an adventure. I hope you get things unpacked and get the air conditioning, make sure that's turned on down in Texas. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. It was nice. God bless you.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure, and again, continued success in all the important work that you're doing. The ABC book, Heaven is the Journey by Betty Wedekind, W-E-D-E-K-I-N-D. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.